Get up with Budge. That's the way we like it. For Harvey Norman, Port Macquarie.
That's right. Good morning to you. It's Friday. It's R&B Friday. How about that? We got Lee Jolo coming in not long after his half-hour local news to give me some fake news. I don't have Rachel here, but that's okay. I'm still going to try and pick it anyway. And I know him. I've worked him out, mate. He's not going to get me. Also, we've got Dee McCarthy with entertainment goss a little later as well. After 8 o'clock, we've got a young woman coming in who, she started a Facebook page called Cinderella's Gift, which I'm quite excited to talk about. Basically, she basically put the word out saying, look, have you got a formal dress you don't wear anymore? Instead of chucking it out, give it to me. And what she does is she gives them to girls that can't afford them for their formal. How nice is that? We'll have a chat to her, plus lots, lots more. It's 6.04 for Harvey Norman, Port Macquarie, which I'll be there tomorrow. There is so much going on today. I need a coffee. Do you?
Yeah.
Get up with Budge on Hit.
Jeff Horn, he is already getting ready to step back into the ring. He's already, I can't believe it. He's already had, he had his head caved in Canada, made a bit of money there, and now all of a sudden he's going to fight someone, and it's Anthony Mundine. Would you believe it? Now, Jeff Horn's 30, which is, you know, he's no spring chicken, but he's also, you know, relatively young compared to 43 years of age, Anthony Mundine. This is kind of, they're calling it this sort of State of Origin style fight. They reckon that it has the potential to top all the sales generated by the fight with Danny Green in 2006. So it might not be as big as Green versus Mundine 2, but I reckon that if Mundine pulls this off, or if he gets closer doing it, him and Danny Green will have to have their... it's weird. It's like you want to see Danny Green and Anthony Mundine fight one more time, even though no one really cares anymore. They're over the hill. They're not even good fighters anymore. They're slow. But, and they're also over 40. I mean, like, you don't see that too often, but not at our top level anyway. Not that it's that great if you stack it up next to the US. However, Mundine said he's not desperate for a fight. He said he doesn't need the money, but he would love the challenge. What I reckon is he's trying to get some training in, trying to get, you know, a few smacks in before he takes on Danny Green again and try and maybe get a little bit more relevant. But he said, don't, you know, disrespect me in the lead up. He doesn't want it to be the same sort of thing. Also, you've got to remember, Anthony Mundine was in the jungle recently, and so was Danny Green. And there was a lot of controversy about the way they viewed different things. You know, Danny Green thought Australia Day should stay on the Australia Day. And Anthony Mundine, he doesn't like gay people or didn't like gay people or whatever. I'm not interested. All I know is what I saw. Anyway, so they're going to have a lot of that to deal with. Social media is going to be interesting. They've fought before. They sparred, Jeff Horn and Anthony Mundine. So it's going to be huge. A multi-million dollar. They reckon they'll get about $4 million each and they'll split it 50-50. So I guess watch this space. And if it's not some kind of prelude to Green vs. Mundine 3, I will be very, very ticked off.
Get up with Budge on the Mid-North Coast, Hit FM, for Harvey Norman, Port Macquarie.
Information that was fake and never happened.
I can't believe it.
Fake news.
With Lee Jolo.
All right, Lee. You got three stories. Two of them sound fake but are real, and one of them's fake, and I've got to try and pick.
That's right.
All right, I'm ready to go, mate.
Good to go.
You can't get me.
Let's dive into it. So, a snake catcher in Townsville has performed CPR on a green tree frog, successfully bringing it back from the dead. The catcher was visiting a home to remove a snake, but once he arrived, the reptile was seen regurgitating the amphibian. It was saved through the use of chest compressions and will soon be released back into the wild. US food giant Taco Bell say they'll be the first retailer to have an outlet on the moon. CEO Brian Nickel is looking to further raise the brand's profile, releasing concept videos for the first store, which has a planned construction date of 2030. Mr. Nickel says the plans come in line with a soon-to-be-released document from NASA confirming a moon base by 2028. And the government of Algeria has resorted to extreme measures of cutting internet access across the country. It comes after widespread cheating via mobile phones in exam periods over previous years at a number of schools. That's not all, though. Phone jammers and metal detectors have also been set up to stop the rot. How about that?
Stop the rot.
Stop the rot.
Mm. Yeah, can you expand on that story? Did you read any more on that one?
What the... I'm not going to say anything, because that's... Okay.
Yeah.
Whether it's fake or not, that'll reveal the truth.
Okay.
Can't have that.
Okay. So we've got the Taco Bell on the moon.
Yeah.
Which sounds pretty far-fetched, if I'm honest.
It's out there.
But I'm going to say that that's true for now. Don't say anything.
Snake catcher in Townsville.
I'm leaning towards truth on that, just because Townsville's a bit mental.
Yeah, they're also out there.
Yeah. I'm just trying to think, though, because I reckon... What was the last one again?
Algeria.
Yeah. I'm gonna go that one. Is it school kids cheating? Is that what it was?
In exam periods, yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'm going to go Algeria, because it sounds like it's probably... I mean, it's got a name of a country in there. I thought, well, you know, who would go to that much trouble? Lee Jolo would go to that much trouble. Oh, that's the fake one.
Oh, is it? Let's see. No, it's not.
What?
Get stuffed.
Which one was...
The fake news story is the Taco Bell story. Not going to have an outlet on the moon. A load of crap.
Well, gee, but, you know, you got to look at the US.
Yeah.
You know, that's not...
My go-to for unbelievable stories, the US.
I should have known. It was that out there that I thought, well, that's the obvious choice.
Yeah.
Why would it be that one?
It's mind games, mate.
Oh, Lee Jolo, well done, mate. Well done. We'll see you next half hour.
Pleasure, mate.
Get up with Bodge on the Mid-North Coast, Hit FM, for Harvey Norman, Port Macquarie. Trending now at hit.com.au. One, two,
three. A very good morning to Dean McCarthy, who joins us now. Dean, hello.
G'day, Bodge. Good morning, everyone. Happy R&B Friday.
We always look forward to it. Something we always look forward to is a little bit of drama. And there's lots going on. I didn't even know that Azalea Banks knew Russell Crowe, but something's happened there.
Here's what happened. So, you know what, long story short, they're not friends or anything. Apparently, according to Azalea Banks, now if you're wondering who she is, she sung that song 212. She's like a rapper and she's always causing drama, this girl. Anyway, She alleges that she was at a party with Russell Crowe and she alleges that he physically and verbally assaulted her. Very, very badly, actually. She alleges Russell Crowe, as in our Oscar-winning Russell Crowe, assaulted her and then had her kicked out of a party in L.A. Now, what happened after that is this. She has now gone on social media and she's asked her fans to chip in money because she wants to sue him, right? She wants $100,000. She said, I need $100,000, but she doesn't have that much money, so she needs help. She wants $100,000 to sue him for attacking her, Russell Crowe. Now, no witnesses have come forward yet claiming that this is true. It's kind of her word against his right now, but very, very unsettling story, Bodge.
It's like immediately I'm thinking, like, you know, be careful how you say it, Bodge, but I just want to think, like, if she's not got much money, right, maybe has she tried to get into a Hollywood party and she's been told nah, and then she's gone, right, well, I'll make money this way. I don't want to go down that way because it is a very serious allegation. And you do have to take this sort of stuff seriously. But did she go to the police? Do we know?
Yeah, she has gone to the police.
Okay.
Yep. She took all of the steps that you put in the case. It's interesting. It's just a very unusual story because, I mean, Russell Crowe and Azalea Banks are like, that is just random. It's such a random story. I do hope that it's not true, and I do hope that it's resolved very quickly.
If she'd said that it was involving a phone, I would have believed it. In a heartbeat, because he's got form for that.
Right.
Rihanna's had to take a warrant out on someone with the cops.
She has. Now, this is really, really interesting. Rihanna has had her stalker. She has a stalker, right? Well, what they've done is they've got a warrant out to search his social media. That's how you know you're in 2018, Bodge.
Yeah.
The police got approval to access his social media, and they went through all of his inboxes and outboxes and everything like that, and also tracked where he's been going and how many times he's viewed her social media platforms and what he's viewing and liking, all that kind of thing. So they've really, really gone in. This is the new modern way that they now investigate, is through social media and their people's behavior on social media. Very, very interesting. But he has been caught, and he's not allowed to go anywhere near our beloved Rihanna.
Wow. Yeah, social media. It's a scary one. I mean, I've sent one or two, you know, embarrassing messages in my time. I'd hate for them to go back to 2009 and just go, oh, well, while we're here, let's check what Bodge was doing. Oh, he sent that, did he? That's lovely.
Yeah.
It's lovely. Dean, thank you so much.
You might be next.
I know. We'll talk to you on Monday. Thanks, man.
Dog Ben. Bye, bud.
Get up with Budge on the Mid-North Coast, Hit FM.
Peter Alexander, big fan of their pyjamas, super soft. I know that's a weird thing to hear if you've never heard of them, but let me tell you, once you've worn a pair of Peter Alexander pyjamas, oh, and they haven't paid me to say this, but I also got to bring this up. So, I mean, two sides of the same coin. Boys will be boys was a slogan that was on one of the children's jumpers in their stores, but because of a backlash on social media from parents saying that the slogan had sexist connotations, they've taken it off the store. They've taken it out of the store. Now, boys won't be boys. This is what the lady said. She said that she thought about it all day. She went home and it says she wrote on social media, "Boys won't be boys. Boys will be held accountable for their actions," she wrote. And she said, "I hate to see an Australian store who makes such great PJs put such a sexist statement on a T-shirt intended for young boys. Excusing boys of their behaviour is not a step in the right direction. It's 2018. It certainly is 2018. Boys will be boys. When I first saw that slogan, the first thing I thought is when I was younger, sitting in mud, not caring, and then having to go and get washed. Boys will be boys. It doesn't have anything like that. Maybe there's a level of it that I'm not paying attention to. I'm very happy to be educated if that is the case. But I think this is a mountain out of a molehill. I really do. Boys will be boys. I mean, we're not talking to adults. We're talking to kids. I know we've got to be a lot more careful with educating children. You want to educate them the right way, but that's not for me to say. And, I mean, it's all good to have an opinion on it. I'm putting it out there. 13, 12, 16. If I know the Mid-North Coast, we've got opinions on this. If you went and saw in a window a kid's jumper and it said boys will be boys and it's aimed at little boys, would you think, oh, no, that's got sexual connotations? Or would you think little boys play in the mud and they're, you know, they do that? So give us a call. I'd like to hear your opinion. Do not be afraid to have an opposing opinion to me. I'm not going to rile up and rip into you on air. I'm totally not going to do that. That's not the way I operate. But if you've got an opinion, I'd love to hear it. Give us a call.
Get up with Budge on the Mid-North Coast, Hit FM, for Harvey Norman, Port Macquarie.
If you've never worn a pair of Peter Alexander jammies, then you're missing out, mate. I'm telling you right now, because I love me Peter Alexanders, especially in wintertime because they're nice and soft. Now, there is a story, of a Melbourne mother who noticed a boy's grey pyjama top while out shopping. And she's absolutely entitled to opinion. Everyone is. She's gone online and said that because the slogan on the boy's jumper was boys will be boys, she said boys won't be boys. Boys will be held accountable for their actions. She wrote it on the Facebook page. "I hate to see an Australian store who makes such great PJs put such a sexist statement on a T-shirt intended for young boys. Excusing boys of their behaviour is not a step in the right direction. It's 2018. I took issue with this. I don't mean to cause disrespect to anyone, but I take issue with this because when you are a child, when you're a little boy, I remember specifically sitting in the mud and I remember mum coming out on one occasion, probably many occasions, as going, get in the bath. It was a case of boys will be boys, playing with the worms and just being a little grot, basically. I have got on the line. I did put the call out. I said, give us a call, 13, 12, 16. You are welcome to call at any time. I've got Jazz on the line from Southwest Rocks. Jazz, what's going on?
I'm just on my way to work.
Oh, really? What do you do?
I am a support worker.
Oh, there you go. That's very nice. Jazz, yeah. What's your take on this situation?
So, I have a little boy, and I am all for boys being accountable for their actions. There's a very big difference between right and wrong.
Yes.
But I am Team Peter Alexander on this one. I think that boys will be boys. Boys will play with cars. Boys will play footy. Boys will get messy. My boy takes his dog's water bowl and thinks it's the best thing to play with.
Well, Peter,
I am 100% going to try and buy one of these pyjamas just to take a stance because I think everyone is offended over something these days.
Well, Jazz, you'd be correct in that. Look, they've taken them off the shelves.
Oh, bugger.
I know. Well, so look, I dare say you probably could message them and say, look, can I have one? If they're not selling it, maybe they'll give you one. I don't know. But, yeah, it is an interesting scenario because, of course, you don't want to, you don't want to be instilling bad values in any children, really. So I think that it might just be, this is just me, a perception on the phrase boys will be boys. I feel like once you get into the teenage years and once you start going out and you're drinking and, you know, boys will be boys might start to change. You start, you know, going out and, you know, girls and other boys come onto the scene. So I feel like with it, when it's with children, it's almost, it's a different story.
They're so innocent. They don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
And they're not doing anything illegal. Like in the teenage years, it becomes a legal matter.
Yep.
That's just my opinion. I just think everyone needs to have a cup of tea and relax.
It's all good. You're welcome to have your opinion. And you can have yours too, 13, 12, 16. Look, Jazz, thank you for giving me a call. I appreciate it.
My pleasure.
That's all good. We'll come back shortly. I've got a doctor on next. Would you believe it? We've got the news up. We've got Hannah Rose with National News. And we've got Lee Jolo with Everything Local on the way. Hit FM, good morning.
Get up with Budge on Hit.
I've got Dr. Eric Verla on the phone from Birds, Tasmania. Good morning to you, Dr. Eric.
Good morning there. How are you?
I'm well. I got to say, I saw this story and I think like anyone that reads it or hears it or sees it, I was instantly very angry.
Yeah, it's pretty disgusting, really. We've got a man who's been convicted for killing 6 penguins with a stick and his sentence is 49 hours of community service.
Oh, don't forget the $82.15 that he was also charged for court fees as well. That's very important, of course.
Yeah, no, it really is a remarkably lenient sentence for an act of animal cruelty.
Apparently he's got ongoing mental health issues going back to when he was a child. Now, that's what the defence lawyer has said. Even if it's true, it is absolutely no excuse to get away with that kind of sentence. If you've got no empathy for animals, you've got no empathy at all. That is the way I look at life. And if you can't be trusted around animals, you can't be trusted around people.
Yeah, no, look, as I said, I was being very polite. I mean, it's a remarkably lenient sentence, and the remarkable thing about this story is it's clearly touched a nerve, not just here in Tasmania, not just here in Australia, but around the world. I have done interviews and I've received emails from literally every continent on the planet from people who are concerned about what they've seen regarding this story.
The interesting thing is that the magistrate, she's described the killings as callous, vulnerable penguins that were easy targets. The fractures to the head were consistent with blunt force trauma, and it lasted for at least several minutes. So after saying those words, because they're not just penguins, they're fairy penguins, what does that mean?
They're the smallest species of penguin in the world. So there are 17 species of penguin. These are the ones that people are used to seeing, say, at Phillip Island in Victoria. They're certainly as far north as Sydney. They're found all around Tasmania, and they're over in Western Australia as well. So they're the only species of penguin that breeds in Australia, if you exclude the Antarctic and the subantarctic islands. And so if you've been to Phillip Island, if you've seen the penguin parade, essentially this guy, that's the species that we're dealing with. The fairy penguins, now called little penguins, the ones that, you know, are so big at Phillip Island as a tourist attraction, 500,000 people a year, are the ones that he's clubbed to death with a stick.
I'm furious just hearing this back. I was contained before, but I've got to tell you, I'm just there's a petition. Let's talk about the petition before I get too angry. You've got a petition going, and thousands of people have already signed it.
I can't take credit for that, but certainly there's a petition on change.org, and I'm sure you'll put it on your Facebook page. If you do if anyone wants to have a look at the BirdLife Tasmania Facebook page, there's a link, or if you just do a search on Google for a change.org petition under the heading Appropriate Sentence for Killing Penguins. The one thing also is that the leniency of the sentence sets a precedent for the next time somebody goes out and does, you know, some act of cruelty to wildlife. It's no deterrent whatsoever in terms of, if let's say, worst case scenario, this guy had, gotten a financial penalty and spent some time in jail, that would make him, I would believe, think twice about doing it again. And it would certainly make other members of the community, think twice about ever doing something like that in the future.
How's the colony going? I assume they were part of a colony.
Yes. So the colonies that are literally impacted by this event, a total of 9 birds were killed altogether. Only 6 showed blunt force trauma that were consistent enough to be used as evidence in the case. The loss of 9 birds from a colony of around about 300 pairs will take years to recover. These birds live for a long period of time, but they have a relatively low breeding success. So the colony will take years, possibly as much as 10 years, to recover for the adults that have been lost from this population.
That is devastating.
As I said, we're supporting this petition. I've written, as the convener of BirdLife Tasmania, to the Attorney General for Tasmania and to the Minister responsible, seeking formally an appeal to the sentence. So the more pressure that comes on the Tasmanian government from this petition, from other members of the community, the more chance we have.
Well, I really hope that it takes off even further than it already has. It's done very well so far. Dr. Eric, thank you so much for joining me. And I think we can all agree that Joshua Lee Jeffrey is a f***.
Get up with Budge on the Mid-North Coast, Hit FM.
Yeah. Hit FM's 5 and 10. Thanks to Harcourt's Real Estate, Greater Port Macquarie. 2 great locations, Horton Street, Port Macquarie and High Street, Warhope.
I always look forward to this, especially if I've got a question, which I certainly do have a question. I've got Brittany on the line right now. Brittany, good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, Brittany, have you played this game before?
I have.
Okay. What I want you to do now is just sit there. I just want to try and build up a little bit of suspense.
Oh, gosh.
Okay. It's okay. It's all good. Just trying to unnerve you. I've got to work a lot harder now that it's just me.
Oh, gosh.
I'm going to give you 10 seconds, and what I need you to do is name me 5 international banks. Go.
ANZ, Commonwealth Bank, NAB.
International banks.
Bank of Montreal. There's a Scotia Bank, US Corp Bank. There's a Bank.
You got two out of that. Now, although the first ones you used, you can use internationally from here, international banks as in banks overseas. So, unfortunately, you got two. The Bank of Montreal, I'll count. And what was the last one you said?
The Morgan Stanley, the asset bank, yeah.
Yeah, I will count that one. Oh, oh, geez, that was actually, my heart was racing then. I was like, oh, can we count it? We can't count it, unfortunately. But you were super close.
Oh, thank you.
It's all right. You call back anytime.
Thank you. Bye.
Wowee. Oh, my heart was on fire for a minute there. I was like, wow, is she going to get it? But, unfortunately, that it goes to $380 for Monday. Harcourt's Real Estate sponsored this segment. It's very, very good. Greater Port Macquarie. 2 great locations, High Street and Warhope, Horton Street, Port Macquarie.
Get up with Budge on the Mid-North Coast, Hit FM.
Let's talk about what's going on right here in the studio. I've got Chelsea with me. Chelsea, good morning.
Good morning.
You are on your way to school.
Yes.
You are 17 years old.
Yes, I am.
And you are doing amazing things in the community. I want you to tell us all about Cinderella's Gift.
So Cinderella's Gift is practically a project that collects donations of formal dresses and gifts them to girls for their high school formal that struggle to afford a dress.
Okay. So how did this – that is fantastic, by the way. And I found out a bit about this one night from one of my housemates who's a teacher. Long way from where you go. And when I heard about it, I thought, wow, I got to talk to you. I expected you to be older because it was such a professional Facebook page. I was like, wow, okay, wow, taking donations to over 200 dresses. I was like, geez. When I found out you were 17, I was like, oh, okay. So you found time in your busy schedule to come in and have a chat. But how did it start? What made you think that this was something you wanted to do?
Well, I've only lived in the Mid-North Coast for 12 months. And previously I'd seen girls that had struggled to afford a dress for their formal, and you could see their whole personality demeanour had changed on that day because they felt like they didn't fit in and they felt really uncomfortable. So I kind of came up with the idea, it has been done in Brisbane but nowhere close to here. So I was like, why don't I start something like this? And I put a feeler out on some pages like Mid-North Coast Girl Pals on Facebook. And they're like, oh, this would be a great idea and I think people would need it. So, yeah, one Friday night I decided I'd set up a Facebook page and here I am.
Next thing you know, your mum's going, we've got no room left in the garage. What are you doing?
Yeah, that's happening, yes.
So how many dresses would you say? Over 200?
Over 200. I did have a filing system, but that went out about 150 dresses ago because over Easter we got 60 dresses in like one. And I
wow.
Yeah. It was crazy.
Well, like I say, my housemate that told me about you, that this is how I gathered the information. She said, when you get her in, I was like, what? And she's like, well, you're going to have a chat to her, aren't you? I was like, well, I will now. She's kind of the boss. And she said, can you ask her if she's still taking donations? So I'm glad to know that you are. You have got a Facebook page. You've also got a day that's coming up, a pop-up day on the 21st of July. Let us know about that.
So the pop-up day is going to be on the last weekend of most school holidays, and it's a day that needs to be booked, an appointment needs to be booked for, but it's a day where the girls can come in and try a dress, confidential, really easy, going to have all the dresses set up, and yeah, they can find that dress for their formal.
Wow. I wish, you know what, I have seen on there that someone's even said, do you accept boys' suits? And I know that at the moment you're not, but I went solo to my formal. And I looked terrible. So I'm just saying this is not a challenge or anything, but I'm saying that there are a lot of boys out there that just need help getting dressed. So there you go. Whether they've got a suit or not, maybe you could go that direction. I don't know.
Maybe
so that's on the 21st. You've got Cinderella's Gift, the Facebook page.
Yes.
So please do go and have a look. This is fantastic. Thank you so much for coming in. I know you've got school to get stuck into, but you know, have you got free period or something this morning?
Yes, I do.
Okay, what, 1, 2, 3?
2, and then I'm off to the Glasshouse, so pretty cool day.
Oh, right, okay. So you don't even, like, you know, if you've got, we were talking about this off air, if you have a couple of free periods at the end of the day, you don't get to go home early, do you?
Nope. That's
that
just
is
study.
Rubbish. That is rubbish.
Get up with Budge on the Mid-North Coast, Hit FM.